Podcast.
Past Futures Podcast, produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
If I was to ask you the question, where do you think the wealthy people lived in Ryde during the 1800s? What would you come up with?
Now, I know it's not the Esplanade.
No.
Because that wasn't there. Oh, goodness me. By Apley?
You're spot on. Absolutely spot on. Okay. Oh, well. If we go back to the 1800s, remember I explained to you before that Ryde was two villages. It was a fishing village because all we at that time we were either involved in farming or fishing. Well, the fishing village ran along where pretty much where Castle Street is now, through there. So that was the lower part, and the upper part was sort of up from the top of Union Street, the High Street area, on up through the High Street. There were farms, but then, if you remember, there was Monkton Marshes.
Yes.
And Monkton Marsh is stretched from where now the Hotel Ryde Castle is, right out to the bottom of East Hill Road. So the whole of the Strand, the whole of that area. And the only way you cross it, a proper way you could drive a carriage across, was right out at Pennyfeathers. So it was a long way out because the marshes stretched a long way back until they were drained. Okay, so the wealthy actually lived two areas of Ryde, Apley. Definitely. The other side of Ryde, we'll come to another day, because that's the Bridgestocks, the Lynns and the Players, which were big families in Ryde, but they were the far side. But let's look at the Apley side. Okay. Now, you drive past these large estate houses and probably don't realise. Bishop Lovett School?
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows where it is. And as you drive up East Hill Road from the little turning, there's trees on your left-hand side all the way up, right up to the top. Then when you go around a corner past Bishop Lovett School, and if you carry on out towards Apley, there's Apley Lane that goes down to the seaside.
Yeah.
Well, a whole of that area that you've just driven past was St John's House. That was their house and gardens.
That's quite substantial.
Yeah, but they unusually didn't have beach frontage. Now, next to that was one of the big boys. It was Apley Towers. Not that little thing, what do they call? What do they call those? A folly.
Folly.
Yes.
Not the Folly down on the seafront, although that was part of it. Apley Towers was a hacking great house that was stood where now the estate stands. Okay, the only little bits you got left are the gatehouse is still there on the left-hand side from the Apley Towers house.
Now, it's just after the roundabout, isn't it?
That's right. Well, Apley Towers stretched all the way along that top road, right the way down to the beach. It owned the beach, it owned the beach frontage, it owned everything. There was no access from, well, where now the canoe lake is, but it wasn't then. There was no access from there to Putpool. It was private. And it wasn't until after the Second World War that the council bought Apley Towers, the house, so that they could have Apley Park. So what was their gardens and grounds became a public area. So they put the seawall with the promenade on it, and they opened up the grounds. And at the top, obviously, to pay for all this, they sold off the land to developers, which built that small estate. Okay, so moving on again, everybody remembers the two holiday camps.
Yes.
At Putpool, yeah. Okay, they were two houses. They were private houses. The first one was St Clair's Castle, and then was Putpool House. So the whole of that site, right down to Putpool Park, all the way down the hill, right the way along the seafront, that was just two houses with their grounds. Okay. Now, that seems like a lot of land, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yeah. Well, now we'll come to the big boy, the real big boy. Now, if you drive from the crossroad or from the junction at the top of Putpool towards Nettleston, you drive down a road called Calthorpes.
Yes.
Yeah? Yep. Well, that's named after Admiral Calthorpe, who owned Woodlands Vale, the house that's there. And when you're driving down there from the top of the hill all the way down to the bottom, up the other side, right up to the crossroads, is his frontage.
Wow.
Okay? And from there, it goes right to the sea, right down to beside Putpool Park. So again, that was private frontage. And he had over 80 acres in his estate.
Wow. Now,
these are seriously wealthy people, not,
that's,
you know, they've got a bit. And I remember Mum saying that he was well known as leading the ships in the Battle of Jellicoe, which was a big World War One battle that was fought out in the North Sea. Okay, so those are the big houses, but there's one we've forgotten. Okay, St. Cecilia's Abbey.
Yes.
Okay, now St. Cecilia's Abbey runs right along, or it did do, from partway along the canoe lake, right out to Apley Lane, then all the way you walk up Apley Lane until you get to the crossroads. Mm-hmm. And then if you walk that track, it brings you into the road the other side.
Yes.
Well, the whole of that was an estate, and that was called, where were we? That was called Apley House. And it wasn't until 1927 it was converted into an abbey for the nuns. So again, a massive, massive piece of land with one extremely large house set on it. So,
wow.
So that's where, and bear in mind, they were kind of cut off from Ryde by Monkton Marshes. And that side of Monkton Marshes, a lot of people don't know that, it's actually in the parish of St. Helens.
Well, I know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which is why, in Ryde, for instance, in Oakfield, you've got a cross street. So you've got two cross streets in Ryde, because you've got one. You've got a high street in Oakfield. You've got a high street in Ryde. It's because they were different towns.
I often wondered that. Yeah. Thank you for explaining it.
So there we go. So that's where the wealthy lived on that side.